Thank you for listening to this Christian Audio digital recording. We encourage you to visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this recording and to consider delving into other great titles. And now Christian Audio invites you to listen, enjoy, think, and grow. Blackstone Audiobooks presents Spinoza in 90 Minutes by Paul Strathern. Introduction. Spinoza is the philosopher's philosopher. He constructed a metaphysical system of astonishing brilliance and beauty, which is all the more astonishing for being derived neither from reality nor experience. He was a deeply religious man, though apparently practicing no particular faith. His philosophy is permeated with the idea of God, and he lived the life of a saint. Consequently, he was abominated by all religions during his lifetime, and after his death his works were vilified, vigorously prosecuted, and burned. Nowadays, when philosophers are not required to believe in God, live scandalous lives like the rest of us, and are expected to pay some attention to reality, Spinoza is held up as a philosophic exemplar. Perhaps if he is eventually canonized, he will become the patron saint of hypocrites. The core of Spinoza's philosophy is his all-embracing system. This straddles the hierarchical world of medieval certainty and the emerging belief in the power of reason alone to reach the truth. His mathematically generated system embodied Deus sive natura, God or nature. It started from basic assumptions, and by a series of geometric proofs constructed a universe which was also God. His is the classic example of pantheism, the belief that God and the universe are one and the same thing. This has a curious echo in the modern Gaia hypothesis, where our planet is viewed as a single vast organism, or self-regulating cell. Spinoza's system also yielded a holistic ethics similar to that favored by modern ecologists. Harm the world, and you harm God. Harm another, and you harm yourself. Spinoza's political theory was equally ahead of its time. He believed that the purpose of the state was only to protect the individual in order that he could freely develop himself and his ideas by use of enlightened reason. Spinoza's systematic, theistic approach renders his philosophy an anachronistic oddity. Ironically, the conclusions he drew from this out-of-date system are deeply in accord with modern thought, from science to politics. Both his system and the conclusions he drew from it have a compelling beauty unequalled in the history of philosophy. If beauty were truth, and truth beauty, as Keats claimed, Spinoza's philosophy would be all we know, and all we need to know.